linguagem. Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. And of course, we change gears like the driver in a McLaren supercar. Of course, I'd love to drive at that speed. I used to have a T-Bird and hit some pretty high speeds when I was younger and more foolish. But I can tell you, when you listen to the NutriMedical Report, we switch gears from anti-aging to wellness to spirituality and talking about geopolitical things. And we're switching gears into high gear now with our panel, with John Moore, who has his own show on Republic Broadcasting from 7 to 9 a.m. Central Time, Monday to Friday. The LibertyMan.com is the website, thelibertyman.com. Ann Morrison, our nuclear scientist, expert on volcanism and climate change, etc. Her website is homeland-defense4u.com, homeland-defense4u.com. And at the bottom of the hour, Robert Felix, our expert on climatology, ice ages, and the magnetic shifts that occur on the planet. And he's written a number of books. He'll be at the bottom of the hour every Friday. John, you can only stay here 15 minutes. There's two major topics you want to talk about that you've talked about on your show. And I'd like you to kind of, get to it.
Well, just real briefly, the 15 minutes will be over in 6 minutes. Methane release up in the Arctic is very concerning. I've known about it for about 6 years, and we need to be aware of it, and there's nothing we can do to mitigate it or change it or stop it. We may be able to save our own lives, maybe, if it gets that bad, but that, even that's a big maybe. And it's not like dealing with any other crisis if we talk about it. It's an entirely different type of crisis in terms of its effect on the planet, its effect on our neighborhoods, and getting educated is the best defense, I would say. And the other crisis, of course, is the Middle East, where we've got these aircraft carrier task forces from the United States, Russia, Canada, and probably others, all in a very compact area of the Eastern Mediterranean, that as you and I were talking about off air, all it takes is for one screw up of some well-intentioned or pissed off person, and next thing you know, we got World War III.
Yeah, exactly. You can have one 25-year-old Syrian sitting in Tarsus at a radar base decides to take a Russian Yakut cruise missile, skim it off the water at 10 to 20 feet, heading toward a carrier group 180 miles away that thinks they're having dinner and the gleaming sunshine is bristling off the armaments on this giant George H.W. Bush supercarrier with the most advanced weapons in history. And all of a sudden, there's a giant hole and explosion in the belly of the ship, and they're going to the bottom of the ocean with nuclear reactors exploding, with people dying and scrambling for lifeboats, and people think that can't happen. Sorry, you're wrong. And that's the problem.
You're right. Well, it could happen inadvertently with one missile. And also, by design, all these ship defenses are meant to handle up to a certain number of incoming missiles. And the opposition, enemy knows how many it takes to overwhelm the defenses. For example, if they can handle 10 incoming missiles at the same time, all you need to do is double that and have 20 incoming missiles, and you'll overwhelm the defenses and achieve your objective of bringing an aircraft carrier down.
Right. Well, I also had military contacts that gave me information over the past 3 years that they have what's called daisy-chained microchips. In other words, the nuclear reactors, the power-generating systems, all kinds of systems for actuating, say, the Phalanx anti-missile system, those chips are bought in the open market, and guess where most of them are made in China or Taiwan. And the Chinese have mastered the art of what's called cyclotron resonance warfare for EMP pulses to hit a specific frequency to pull up microchips and immobilize them at a great distance. And they've given this technology, I know this from my contacts, to the Iranians and the Syrians, which means if they don't even need a fire weapon, they can literally fire these what's called EMP scalar harmonic weapons that can actually just kind of shut down, say, the generator on top of the carrier group, and it's sitting in the water dead as a doornail.
Well, in addition to what you're saying, which is true, Dr. Bill, the Chinese have also built back doors into some of these avionics systems that we're buying from them for our F-16s and F-14s, allowing them back doors to get in and do other things.
Well, that was actually part of that, believe it or not, was by design. That's part of this promise software system that was put in there. We can also do the same thing with theirs. All of the Chinese-made weapon systems, including the Russian, are very sensitive to EMP weapons. The only company that makes hardened IEEE chips in the world that are better than even the Russian tubes, which they still use on the big Tupolev jets, etc., which are partially resistant, are the IEEE ferromagnetic chips. And those are made in Colorado Springs, and it's the only plant in the world that makes them, and they have a significant deficit. And they had that back 16 years ago when I worked there, and I can tell you there's still a giant deficit in terms of chips. So a lot of our chips are made in countries that are, quote, our potential enemies. That's really stupid.
I would think it would be a matter of national security and national priority to increase the capacity of that plant in Colorado Springs to meet the demand.
Well, it was, and I talked to the guys and asked them those questions. They said, you're not supposed to ask those questions. I said, I'm a doctor. I'm not an employee.
Right.
I said, I have a measure of common sense and thinking, like, don't you think that, if your jets, your armored personnel carriers, your anything could be just immobilized with a pulse magnetic field that nobody would even know, all of a sudden your laptops, your power generators, the things that control how you can even move your ship are gone? I mean, this isn't good.
Yeah, it would seem like a common sense solution to make sure that we had enough manufacturing capacity to build what we need to keep the country safe.
Right, and the fact is, and this is something people need to know, America has got layers of weapons, some of it well out of the reach of the Chinese and Russians. There is no nation on earth, or all of the nations on earth, that could actually take America, even if it took out the vast majority of our conventional forces. We can have two men, this was told to me by a four-star general underground in Falcon, July 10th, 1994, two men can actuate a Star Wars weapon-based system and press a few buttons, and without firing one missile or shooting one bullet, entire nations like China will just cease to exist. And the Chinese don't understand this. They're being like the old West, say, pick up the guns, punk, by the gunslinger, which is America and Israel, and they're being pushed into this war. And I believe that the globalists have lost their marbles. They're satanically activated. And we're real close. Without the Most High God, as it says in Mark, those days cut short. And then we have the methane hydrate surges, and we're going to get into this with Ann, because this is a big deal. They're bubbling everywhere in the world, not just in the Macondo drill site in the Gulf of Mexico. They're in Alaska. They're out there, and they're these methane hydrate surges, which they started with the Macondo drill thing a little over a year and a half ago now. This is a big problem, and it's not gone away. It's just not in the news anymore. Do you want to make any comments, John, before we finish this segment?
Well, I agree with everything you're saying, Dr. Bill. Let's bring this back to our continuing message is people need to take responsibility, need to educate themselves, and be prepared to take care of themselves and the people they care about and love, independently of any agency or government.
Yeah, and that's the fact. When even FEMA comes in, they're going to use the local resources. So if you want to do something, get deputized by your sheriff. Get involved with a CERT training with your local fire department. Get yourself ready with 3 weeks of food, water, and supplies minimum. I usually should have six plus heritage seeds plus get a training on how to use a gun and a shotgun and a regular 30 caliber weapon. Learn how to do these things. Not that you have to use them, but you better be, as they say, you better be the civilian defense. Otherwise, it'll be run by gangs. Because one of the
Absolutely.
Students told me it was in 4 to 11 days after a major civil breakdown, and they just authorized this National Defense Authorization Act. The National Defense is us. It's not some stupid act put out by Congress or the idiot in chief there. It's going to be us citizens saying, we're ready, we've got food, water, we've got guns, we're not going to wait till gangs on motorcycles take over our cities. We citizens are going to keep civil defense, we're going to make sure our neighbors aren't starving to death or eating their pets, we're going to make sure we have heritage seeds, we're
Absolutely.
Going to have water stored. We are the solution. And that problem is even if FEMA comes in, they usually screw things up like down in Katrina.
They were
cutting
they
off the lines of communication to the chair. They even brought in barges of food and so on. And the naval police basically came in and said, you can't bring that barge in with all that food. And I'm thinking, are these people crazy? No, they're evil. How's that?
Absolutely. Well, Dr.
Evil.
Bill, I think that people need to pay attention to what we're all saying here and act on it. And I need to run, so you all have a great show.
Yeah, that was amazing. So thelibertyman.com, John Moore, you do an amazing job. And, of course, keep in touch with anything
okay.
breaking news. Contact me anytime. We'll do an emergency update.
Okay, Dr. Bill. Okay.
When we come back, Ann Morrison, we're going to hear the latest on what's going on, earthquakes and volcanoes around the world, the methane hydrate surges up north, and how they see thousands of these fountains of methane are now bursting forth. And they can have major effects on our climate. We had our expert, Dr. Ward, on a few weeks ago talking about this on low-level methane hydrate surges, sulfur dioxide, and hydrogen sulfide, and how major climate change may be on the offing.
What if Americans could could have A, better health, B, a lower incidence of cancer, and C, a lower occurrence of fibrocystic disease of the breast, all from simply consuming more iodine. Nutridyne Iodine from Dr. Bill Deagle's NutriMedical.com is the answer. The toxicity of modern life is adversely impacting iodine levels. For example, Americans who are more exposed to fluoride than other populations have a desperate need for more iodine. Edgar Cayce's diatomic iodine, known as Nutridyne from NutriMedical.com, is a universal pathogen killer that helps regenerate cellular energy. If you suffer from low thyroid, chronic fatigue, mitochondria function, or to just feel better, then take a few drops of Nutridyne every day. Order Nutridyne at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or go to NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is James from the band Golden State. There's only one man that can end these wars, and that's Ron Paul. This Christmas, let's get him to number one on iTunes with our song, Bombs, the Ron Paul song. It's not impossible. Visit iTunesBomb.com and let's end these wars.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You gotta let me go. Are we human?
Welcome back, and joining us, Ann Morrison. Ann, you've got lots of shocking information, but this is well-published in the open literature. It's been known by scientists for some time that if there was an impact 65 million years ago off the Yucatan Peninsula, the primary thing that was an ELE, or extinction-level event, wasn't just the impact and the tsunami created by the comet coming in. It was, in fact, the extinction-level event was actually triggered by the methane class rate surge There's something going on in the Arctic that's very disturbing, and it's increasing at a very rapid rate, which is thousands of fountains of methane hydrate very close to the surface, so there is little time for those methane gases to oxidize. And when they reach the surface, it's very similar to what we talked about yesterday with Tim Alexander, a fuel air explosion, similar to what they use in caves now if they're doing work against the Taliban, where the explosion literally sucks the oxygen right out of the caves. The same thing can occur in the upper benthic layer of the oceans and in the shoreline areas, where it can suck literally the oxygen right out of the air. And the impact of a pulse, we call these thermobaric type explosions, can kill not only sea life, but also animals for a great distance inland as well. So the fact that we're having methane hydrate surges now suggests that we're about to see some major events. There's been bubbling of the methane off the Pendleton Marine Corps base here because there's a big batholith there of oil, 3 billion barrels. The Macondo drill site, which they shouldn't have drilled into. We've got situations occurring off of Brazil and all over the world where the oceans are literally like the Hopi prophecy, bubbling with methane hydrates and methane coming up. It's weird and it's real. It's not like a Rod Serling sci-fi movie. It really is happening, isn't it?
Well, yeah, we have to remember that when the methane comes up, it carries contaminants with it, and one of the contaminants is hydrogen sulfide, and hydrogen sulfide is very toxic. And I suppose they haven't mentioned that because, well, our role in the destruction of the Indian population, the native Indian population, is being carried over to this day. You know, if they lose a few Inuits, they don't seem to be too concerned about that. I am really more concerned about the population around the Gulf of Mexico, because they are finding cracks and fault areas and in the Gulf of Mexico and well inland. So we're talking about onto the land where people are living, and these are high population areas because they're along the coast, and these are in Mexico, South and East Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and the extreme western Florida panhandle. And when the methane is creeping up through these migration channels, if those faults rupture, there will be a gas explosion that will, it'll kill people. It'll be toxic, and it'll suck the oxygen, just like you were talking about. It will deplete the oxygen.
In fact, here I have contacts that have told me that the United Nations, knowing that there could be a methane hydrate surge-induced tsunami, asked the local states to pull back the United Nations equipment from 100 miles from the coast. And the reason is they expected that there could be, at some point in the future, a methane hydrate surge-induced tsunami. What it does is it drops the buoyancy, you get this giant cavity of superheated air and methane. And what it does is, number one, it bubbles up and it can knock over oil rigs and ships that can fall into the hole. But if the gas goes up, it can cause a fuel air explosion. And that explosion can send a giant tsunami. They can be several hundred feet high, going as much as 100 miles inland. Now, people need to prepare. This could happen. And we believe that it has happened in the past. It could be 500,000 years ago or longer. But we believe that it is a regular event, that around the world there are methane hydrate surges that occur. You know the depth of methane hydrates at the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico? It's actually up to 2 miles deep or more of methane hydrates. And when it goes from the bottom of the ocean, the volume is actually increased by 600 times from the bottom of the area, which is a mile, mile and a half down or more, at the Gulf of Mexico. The areas up in the north, though, it's only a matter of a few hundred meters or less, where that methane is just going to come, boop, bubble right up as a fountain, and you get giant clouds of methane along with hydrogen sulfide, sulfur dioxide, and these other things completely rob the local area of oxygen. And, of course, hydrogen sulfide blocks the cytochromes in your cells. In fact, you can expose an animal to hydrogen sulfide and it'll kill them dead as a hammer in a matter of seconds of parts per million. So hydrogen sulfide completely neutralizes your cytochromes and your ATP and your... Oh, we talked about this before. And it can kill you quicker than spit if you're in a gas plant or an oil deposit where you're trying to work around. And you're being a toxicologist, you've due respect for how dangerous this is.
Yes, and by the way, experts have discovered a large gas bubble 15 to 20 miles wide and tens of feet high under the ocean floor in the Gulf of Mexico. So this is not science fiction, and this is not prophesying something. This is actually happening. The current average methane concentrations in the Arctic are now averaging 1.85 parts per million, which is the highest in 400,000 years. And you know that you talked about buoyancy. What happens is when the methane bubbles are coming up through the ocean, and usually the methane at that point is being oxidized, but it raises the buoyancy of the water, and it can cause, thinking of ships and planes, and you know we had a lot of that happened in the Bermuda Triangle, and there have been reports written and movies made of this mysterious phenomena in the Bermuda Triangle. But it may have been just the fact that methane bubbles increased the buoyancy of the sea at that location, and the ships were lost.
In fact, I think that actually makes the most logical sense of anything I've ever heard. Besides that, there may be magnetic anomalies because of the abnormal movement of magma in the area, as well as these methane hydrate surges, and I'm willing to bet there's two things that are likely to hit them at the sea. Number one, methane hydrate surges and what's called rogue waves, like off the coast of Africa. And I think off the coast of Bimini in the area called the Bermuda Triangle, the most likely thing is a methane hydrate bubble.
Yes. And the other thing that that may be causing this upward movement of the methane would be pressure from magma. Now, we know that we have increased volcanism down the Andes Mountains in Chile, and in fact, Puyehue is now active again and shooting ash into the air, and the airports in southern Brazil and Argentina are being closed as a result of that. South America has got a bubble where Brazil is, and then it tails down through Argentina. Well, off in that area in the South Atlantic, it's called the South Atlantic Anomaly. And this is what people think. They found this when they started sending shuttle ships up to the International Space Station. And what it is it's like a second South Pole. And so as the South Pole shifts from south of New Zealand, between the Antarctic and New Zealand, it's actually, that pole is actually becoming weaker, and the South Atlantic anomaly is becoming stronger.
Yeah, I know. This is a very big deal, and the fact is the most advanced research center is in Johannesburg, called they're studying the magnetic pole shift, because this magnetic anomaly has taken out jets, including Russian jets, that have traveled through the Atlantic. It has caused major problems with navigation equipment on jet airplanes flying along the coast of Brazil. Much more when we come back.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts, a gift that could truly make a difference? Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning. E-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, and our team, Ann Morrison, and now joining us, Robert Felix. Robert, you've got a new post up on iceagenow.info. Is that correct?
Yes, that's it.
And we talked about this just on the break, but I want you to kind of summarize, and then I want to dialogue with yourself and Ann to kind of flesh out the science of this, because a lot of people think, oh, we're just speculating on this. No, it's based on real scientists that are well published, and these ancient events have happened where there's major releases of methane from the oceans, and they can be extinction level events, or they can cause major, very dramatic, and very rapid climate change. Tell us what you found.
Well, one of the main things I found is I went to a book, because I was not familiar enough with it, but a book written by Professor Ian Plimer, called Heaven and Earth. And Dr. Plimer is with the School of Earth Sciences, Earth and Environmental Sciences at the University of Adelaide, Australia. He's the author of 6 books that are written for the public, and he's written more than 120 scientific papers. So this book is 500 pages long. This guy really knows what he's talking about.
Right.
But he's saying now, for one thing, are these methane bubbles a problem? Well, they could be. Were they caused by humans? I doubt it. And the reason for that is Professor Plimer says that methane degassing has occurred many times before mankind ever existed on this planet.
Right.
But in Dr. Plimer's book, he says there have been a few unusual events of gassing over the last, and he goes back for 200 million years when change was extreme, rapid, unpredictable, with short-lasting consequences. And he's talking about one about 55.8 million years ago, another one 183 million years ago, when these were extinction events at that time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they did lead to intense, rapid global warming, to changes to the hydrologic cycle, to widespread loss of oxygen from the oceans, and major changes in carbon chemistry. So, I don't know that this is doing it. These methane bubbles bubbles that you're talking about, they're a lot of them are more than a half a mile across. I mean, they're huge.
Right.
And they're coming up so fast is that this methane that's released from the seafloor is, it normally comes up from the seafloor small enough, slowly enough that it changes to CO2 while it's still in the ocean, and then it comes out. But methane is about 20 times stronger, more powerful than CO2, and because where it's coming out in the Arctic Ocean is shallow, it doesn't have a time to convert, and so it's coming out as methane. And it's, but anyway, one of the last times this happened was, I don't know if it's the last time, but one of the major times, extinction event, was about 55 million years ago, and both land and sea surface temperatures increased by 5 to 10 degrees Celsius, and the Arctic sea surface temperature soared to 24 degrees Celsius, and warm water species dominated the fossil record in the Arctic at that time. He said that fresh meltwaters flushed into the Arctic Ocean, and some 1,200 to 5,000 billion tons of carbon as methane was suddenly released into the atmosphere and the ocean. So this has happened before. Doesn't mean it's good. It just means that it wasn't caused by humans.
Those are the big events. What I've heard from my other sources is that the smaller events can actually flip the climate the other way. Dr. Ward was on with his new, what's called lower tropospheric vapor theory, and he's published it now, and he's got some good evidence to show that it was inserted in a proper geoclimatological model. It would show that lower level vapors can, number one, trap heat, so it'll increase in moisture going into the atmosphere. The hydrogen sulfide and the other things and the sulfur dioxide will block the energy of ultraviolet light that's literally going to the benthic layer of the upper 10 meters of the ocean and the lower levels of the plants and trees. So you end up with a drop in the world oxygen concentration. And you can, of course, have these fuel air explosions and these things that can cause tsunamis. So if you have a lower level event that's not like every 58 million years or whatever, you can have us literally, number one, drop in levels of oxygen around the world. Number two, it'll cause increased moisture that he says will push us into an ice age, which of course fits into the Earth theory. So you can have these things that go the opposite way you expect. Like you said, well, there's increased rainfall. But rainfall in the northern latitudes means snow. Snow all of a sudden changes the albedo of the Earth and creates a lot of clouds. And eventually, before you know it, the temperature is dropping, even if the sun activity was starting to increase after solar cycle 24.
Yes.
Your comments, Anne, because there's a complex number of things here that are parameters. But in other words, climate shift that could be very dangerous for everything on Earth, it looks like it's going to happen relatively soon or is already happening. And the globalists are not telling us what they already know or suspect could happen.
Well, I think that we can certainly attribute the rise in methane along the Gulf of Mexico to human activity. I mean, that was just criminal activity that occurred, and there's no animals involved with that.
Yeah, they shouldn't have been drilling there. They knew that back since 1951. I dug up the actual conference reports in 1951, a year before I was born, that they were told never to drill on a salt dome, which is a batholith of ancient volcanic, if you want to call it volcanic dome of tar. That's what it is, a tar volcano. They were told, don't drill there. This is bad. And it's one of the secrets in the oil industry that they knew that there's no such thing as fossil fuels. It's all abiotic. You can make some fossil fuels with ancient forests, but it's a process that actually only takes around 50 years to 100 years. But it's a very tiny fraction of the actual oil and coal that's there in the world. Most of it is abiotic. It's actually created deep in the bowels of the earth by nuclear reactions and extreme heat over millennia and eons. And that's why the issue is, it's not a matter of whether you can burn carbon fuels, it's whether or not you're going to have what's called peak oxygen, whether your oxygen concentration is going to drop because you kill the oceans, or something like this actually blocks the ultraviolet light from hitting the benthic layer to convert carbon dioxide into oxygen. So it's a big deal, isn't it?
Yeah, the other thing I want to mention is that with the melting of the tundra and the permafrost, the carbon is, at that time when the when it was frozen, it was frozen with the very ancient bacteria that existed back at 65 million years ago during the Cretaceous period when the dinosaurs were around. So we've got dinosaur bacteria that is now being becoming active, and it's starting to eat the carbon residue that it froze with. So we don't know what kind of bugs we're going to get out of that, but those are the bugs that reduce the carbon to the methane.
Well, you know, you could be a consultant for Hollywood for a B-movie or for the latest Spielberg thing of the dino bug, you know?
And the other place that man is involved in is that when they do oil fracking, I'm sure you've seen pictures of people being able to light their faucet water on fire.
And this is dangerous. It should be outlawed. Anybody in any state that's doing this needs to go to jail and do not pass go. This is really criminal. Hydrofracking is dangerous. It destroys water. It causes earthquakes. It destroys the water table forever. It's just craziness. We don't need to do it. Why would we do this? It's crazy.
So that's the third case where man is increasing the release of methane into the atmosphere. And even, you know, it burns in water. I mean, that's how explosive it is. And when it breaks the surface of the water and goes into the air, it expands and it burns because it's CH4. And we know that H hydrogen is very explosive. We know that from the Hindenburg. And
sense of humor too.
I don't think this is necessarily caused by humans, though. I mean, this has happened before. Dr. Plimer says that how this sudden methane degassing occurs is not really known, but some of his suggested mechanisms are heating of the oceans by volcanicity, and of course that's what I've been saying that for years, is that the Arctic Ocean is warming because of underwater volcanic activity. So
I think that man has tweaked things like this batholith, but the primary thing that's going on over millions of years, and probably the latest, which, by the way, off Pendleton and up in the Arctic, it wasn't due to drilling. This is something that's going on because volcanism all over the planet is increasing, including the venting of water. 23 million skyscraper-sized steam vents at 740 degrees at this radiator belt in the Transoceanic Ridge. When we come back, more on what's going on in your world, Earth changes occurring.
Do you feel the aches and pains of your age? Do you often feel tired, and is your mind often clouded and forgetful? Well, it's time to stop the clock on aging with a proven system from NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical, the company that brings nutrition and medicine together, turns back the hands of time inside and out with Anti-Age Max. Protect against age-robbing cellular damage with Nutritrala, and combine both Anti-Age Max and Nutritrala with Collagen Max to regenerate healthy bones, ligaments, joints, and improve the collagen and elastin to your skin's appearance. Yes, you can look and feel youthful again when you give your body what it needs, Anti-Age Max. Order online at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871 for Dr. Bill Deagle's proven Anti-Age Max system. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply. All their five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, and when you see these kind of things, one of the things that I've had been following the story for some time, and I mentioned to John off air, was the story about the movement of rail cars around America with shackles in them. And a lot of people, oh, Dr. Deagle, we want to know about that other, the 90% you talk about. Well, I'm going to give you a little hint of it, because a lot of people are going to cringe and they say, no, Dr. Deagle, you probably missed lunch, you're hypoglycemic today. The fact is, when I came in 1999 to Portland, Oregon, I mentioned that I had two visions when I came in. The first one was of the natives doing a Indian war drum dance and bringing up a young native female and throwing her into the Mount Hood volcanic os, you know, at the top. And I don't know when it was. I just saw this vision. And the second one was actually in a rail yard, and I could see people railing, you know, welding in actually shackles and benches in rail cars. And the two men actually got up right in the middle of the meeting and said, we're welders and we're in that rail yard at Gunderson Steel, and we've seen the rail cars because we were the ones welding them. The fact is, it's not just in Gunderson, it's all over the Canada, the United States, Australia, Europe. They're moving these cars all over the place now. They've activated the FEMA's doing a tremendous amount of activity this last year. They've got the Enabling Act. There's something that I suspect, and I don't have all the facts yet, that the globalists know is coming. Whether it's a geopolitical economic collapse or an environmental collapse or some event. But these kinds of things, like the purposeful interference with the Macondo drill site a year and a half ago, the purposeful pushing toward a nuclear war in the Middle East, because there's no need for it. I mean, it's not even good for business. The purposeful not preparing the population for the fact that we've got to have safe energy generation, and we've got to stop polluting, because the pollution is killing our, what's it called, the oxygen cycle, where you turn CO2 back through the plants and the phytoplankton and the oceans. 80% of the oxygen comes from the oceans, the upper 30 feet or 10 meters. And the other 20% comes from the rainforest, which the World Bank and the United Nations and these global business are actually cutting down the forests. So we're literally cutting out the lungs of the planet by allowing pollution. And that cycle to turn CO2 back to oxygen, so we're going to hit peak oxygen. Something like this methane hydrate surge could literally wipe out the ability of the lungs, the planet of the Earth, to actually turn CO2 back into oxygen for us mammals that like to breathe oxygen. So this could get real dicey. And as I've said before, if we don't want to live in a world where a tiny population that survives whatever is coming and has to live in domed cities making oxygen artificially at the middle to the end of the 20th century, that's where we're going, and we don't need to go there. So, and I'd like you to talk about this for a minute, because we don't have all the parameters, but we know whatever's coming, something really terrible is on the way, isn't it?
Something really terrible is on the way, and whether it's man-made or not,
or man-amplified,
it certainly could be.
Man amplified would be the term.
Okay, man amplified.
Yeah, man amplified. In other words, a lot of his events that we aren't in control of, but we sure as heck are trying to screw things up. I mean, why do we fund business in China where they've spewed all these heavy metals and pollutants that are destroying their climate and their environment and probably having effects in the world levels of heavy metals? Even if we don't talk about that, it's also killing the oceans. And if you kill the phytoplankton, you can't convert carbon dioxide back into oxygen. So, you know.
Well, I will tell you this, that if you go into a grocery store and you buy more than you need to eat, that information gets transmitted to the Department of Homeland Security, and you get put on a hoarder list. So you might end up shackled. If you're a ham radio operator, you get put on a suspicious list, and you might get shackled. And the one I was talking about with John's show this morning was, if you go in to buy, I am suggesting people buy scanners because the emergency broadcast network is just not ready to let us know. Oh, by the way, they did a test in New Jersey. The only people that got contacted were Verizon customers with their fourth generation phones, and they did get a test message that says, conceal yourselves, you know, get off the streets, protect yourselves. And the way they're going to pay for that is that they're going to tax the owners of those phones. So that will be an additional way to earn money. You'd think that the least that the government can do is pay for alerting its citizens to disaster.
Yeah, a lot of those disasters are going to come real quickly. For example, if the Cumbre Viejo volcano goes, they get 8 hours. Now, that might seem like a long time, but if that occurs at, say, 2 a.m., okay, East Coast time, and by the time it arrives, it's 10 a.m., and you only have 2 hours to get out from the East Coast, you're going to have a lot of dead people when that tsunami wave hits. With everything
well,
in this pathway...
Well, they aren't even suggesting evacuating. They're saying get into a tall building, get above the sixth floor, and you'll be okay.
Oh, come on now.
Here's
what's
that's
happening.
What they're saying.
I
was telling people they need a scanner. Okay, if they go into Radio Shack and buy a scanner, the guy is going to ask you for your name and your address and your telephone number. Don't give it to him. All he needs is your zip code. Just buy it anonymously and pay cash because they're keeping track of who's buying these things. I mean, that's how bad it's gone.
People don't know. Yeah, that's really what they were doing, actually, in the Virtual World Project, because I took care of employees working on it in the mid-90s to the over 2000. And what they're doing is building an icon for every individual in cyberspace, just like the Matrix, and building a database on them. So this intelligent database is monitoring everybody. It's not just some phone calls. It's everything. They got an icon for Dr. Bill Deagle and his wife and for Ann Morrison and anybody who listens or has bought any videotape from Alex Jones or, you know, listened to Coast to Coast and ordered material there. People don't understand. These databases are immense. That's why you can get a radio car. And one of the things that happened with the Obama bill was that your health records can be keyed in by a squad car, say after 2014, can be keyed in by a squad car through the virtual medical records that you can't get the records on your son or your wife because they're privacy, but they can sit in a squad car here in America or international agencies such as, what's it called, the Intel agency overseas. Intertel, I think it's called. And well, they can actually key it in because it's not just national. They can key that database if you're in a British airport or a Frankfurt airport. They can actually key it in and find out even your medical history. And people say don't understand this. They think, oh, well, that's all sci-fi. That's not real. Yes, it is real. And the problem is it's so scary. A lot of people just close their eyes and say, no, Dr. Deagle, don't tell us that other 90%. Well, I'm going to tell you a little bit today. Because you're going to realize this Christmas, if you don't stand up and get President Ron Paul, if you don't get ready for 2012, that literally is, I call a annus horribilis, in Latin meaning a horrible year, we could be facing some weird stuff in 2012. And like Lindsey Williams has stated, that some of those eventualities might be things like, he talks about the Devil's Messiah program. And he danced around it a lot, and I'm just going to give a little summary what I think it is. They want to put it, what I call it, a spin on things, so they put people in such a state of fear, financially, environmentally, and otherwise, they get a quivering, frightened population that will do basically anything they want, including, please give us globalism, please give us a global currency, please stop the potential war that can go nuclear in the Middle East. For God's sake, no matter what you have to do, give me as it says, you know, give me peace for my liberty. And that's where I think things are going. And I will draw it out much more as we do more of these shows. But I think 2012 is going to be a year where we're moving into a European depression, not recession, where we're going to have a severe economic bump. And then we're going to have a new financial world currency that's going to be a G20 bank currency that where the banksters have now taken over at least two nations, Greece and Italy, and they want to do the same here in America. And if we don't have President Ron Paul in place, Obama will literally sell the store. And that's where we're going. What do you think, Robert?
Oh, I just... I hope you're so wrong, but I just go back to this methane thing. You mentioned earlier that something about explosions. Do you actually think that this methane could explode?
Yes. In fact, my contacts inside the military and even the contacts that were from the United Nations said they were the reason why they moved their giant stores of these United Nations vehicles at least 100 miles from the coast of the Gulf of Mexico, was they were concerned about a methane hydrate-induced tsunami and a methane hydrate explosion at the level of the ocean surface.
Well, the reason I ask that is I think about in my book, Magnetic Reversals and Evolutionary Leaps, where I talk about the huge explosions that created the Carolina Bays. There's more than 2 million holes that were gouged into the ground, and some of them as much as 6 miles wide, 11,500 years ago. And I'm curious if methane could have had anything to do with that.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I think it's exactly what it was. That's the point, is that we're starting to connect the dots. We don't have all the answers yet, but with the brilliant minds like yours, Robert, Felix, and Ann Morrison, people that are watchmen on the tower, that are watching things, that are seeing what's going on. And again, we're quite clever beings, human beings are, but we need to collaborate with all the nations of Earth, all the peoples, all the scientists, so that mankind can survive whatever Earth changes are coming and certainly not amplify it or make it worse. Adapt, survive, and thrive. Take care, take action, everyone. We'll be back, of course, Encore Sunday evening. Amazing shows coming up next week. You don't want to miss it. Drive carefully, shop well, prepare yourself. The best gift is the gift of wellness. Get it at NutriMeds.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.